Up next on the show, I am so thrilled. We have slowly been getting new in-studio interviews. I miss having people in here. Things are getting safer, and I wanted to have Keegan Hollis stop by the studio today. I saw he's got a new art exhibit opening on the 2nd of April, that's a Friday, at the Invisible Genie Gallery, which is news to me. I wanted to hear all about it, and his show is called Invisible Iconography. Keegan is a local art advocate. He's an artist himself. I've attended shows like at his house where he's just, come over. He does these really incredible paintings. If you're a big fan of just like simplified shape and color, he's going to be your guy. Everything just makes you feel like you're disappearing into a beautiful trapper keeper. So Keegan, thank you so much for being here and sending out some information about this show coming up.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time to have me.
Well, I want to hear a little bit about what has been going on. Things have been pretty dead in the art world, but people have been creating. How have you been managing this last year of pandemic?
I think it's been nice in a way. It's given me time to maybe step back and kind of evaluate what I'm going for in my art, what direction I want to continue to go in, and also just compile a lot of inspiration for upcoming paintings. So I've taken a lot of subject material photos, done a lot of sketching, done a lot of planning, and hopefully it shows in this new work.
That I never thought about that. It's like, oh, nothing's going on. Let's just go out and collect some, inspirational photographs. And we've got such beautiful landscapes here across the Texas Panhandle. Your work, I'm hoping to get a couple examples of what people might see on the show. We do have a post on hppr.org's community calendar with all the information about the show. Again, it's at the Invisible Genie Gallery in Amarillo, 321 Southwest 7th Avenue on Friday, April 2nd at 8 p.m. Tell us a little bit about how the show's going to go.
So we are making it as COVID friendly as possible. The way that the gallery set up is pretty cohesive for the time that we're living in. Right when you come in the door, you have the main gallery, and we will allow five in the door at a time. And once you view the show, then you will go through the hallway, which you will see more work from Matthew Williams, who is the owner of Invisible Genie, if anyone did not know that. And then you will continue out to a covered parking lot where everyone can kind of congregate, and then you can just continue to cycle through the show if you would like to. But that is the safest way that we came up with being able to view the show outdoors. We are going to have vintage set up from my wife's project, Odd Objects, and then also records by Bitter Buffalo. So those two right now for sure. And then I think we will be selling some zines made by a friend of mine, Gabby Morales, and Gilbert Zamora. They are in a little art collective that we get together and work on art together for the past few years. It's called 99 Cent Art Club. So those will be the things for sure, besides the art gallery, that you will get to enjoy.
So this is a lot of, young artists, very diverse, all different neighborhoods here in Amarillo, getting together to just enjoy art, talk about art. And to me, it sounds like, Bitter Buffalo, that's a new venture. We have talked to Lance Garza. He's actually volunteering for High Plains Public Radio, help out with some music. He's a prodigal son of Amarillo. Mm-hmm. He's just basically returned back here. So we're excited to hear that he's got a booth now on 6th Street. So we have access to some records, more records on the way. So that's exciting. I mean, I remember I had a record store day celebration maybe like 4 years ago called But Amarillo Doesn't Have Any Record Stores Day. It's like, hey, but we got some booths.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the art itself. Previously, when I saw your last show, I do believe was at Chalice Abbey.
Yes, I had a show at Chalice Abbey at the beginning of the pandemic, and then I had a solo at 806 as well. And then I haven't had anything since then.
And tell us a little bit about pre-pandemic art, current art. Have you seen a progression and evolution that is maybe answering kind of your mindset and the time and how things feel here in the Panhandle, or how have things been progressing for, what you've been wanting to create?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think overall it's just been been defining my practice maybe a little bit more than previous. I would say in the past 2 years, I've been working through the same subject material as a whole, but I feel like I'm refining that a lot more, and everything is a little more clear cut than it was a year ago, I would say.
And to me, color is such an important part of what you do, and I know that as we've been getting through this pandemic, something that I do here on this show is just try to offer a place of, you know, just like solace and, you know, reducing things down to shape and color and trying to evoke an emotion with that. It's tricky. It's complicated stuff, even though it might look simple. And I'm just wondering, have you found yourself leaning towards certain shades, shapes, something like that, as opposed to, you know, oh, I'm going to go against how I'm feeling and I'm going to challenge that?
Yeah, I overall the total feeling I want you to have when you look at the art is some form of peace or positivity, I think. So I do that in several different ways. Over the past 2 years, I've really incorporated several different color palettes that is able to, while entice your eye, also bring a soothing quality. So by that I mean I will use more neon color palettes in very small areas to draw your eye to the image. But then I also, maybe for instance in the background, will use more subdued, lighter, playful colors. And I've noticed that viewers tend to enjoy that a little bit more because it has a good balance to the work. While I always wanted my work to be striking, but also not overpowering, and I think using that color palette really helps.
Yeah, when I'm in a room where your paintings are all around, to me I get a lot of energy, and it feels like there are more people in the room than there really are, because the paintings just almost have their own very individual personalities, and look nothing like one another except for the fact that these are the elements that I'm feeling. So this is exciting. I'm really glad to hear that there's an art gallery event happening. I know that people are very, very thirsty for connection. Yeah. And this is probably going to be a time, as we've all hopefully gotten over the hump of mentally having this anxiety, starting to feel like, is it okay? It's going to be slow. So I think that having a gallery opening like this, where it's super, it's outdoors, it's safe, it's very low, low attendance at a time, it feels really like, yeah, I'm not even going to have an anxiety attack to attend this.
Yeah. Yeah, I would hope so. I mean, we want to be as responsible as we can still coming out of this epidemic. But I think it is time to start getting the wheels turning a little bit more. I felt like we were in a beautiful, beautiful place really before COVID hit a year ago. The scene was all really getting a lot of momentum. People were really doing a lot. And I hope that we can get back to that over the next year.
Well, you know, after the Black Death, there was the Renaissance.
Yeah.
So let's do it. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about, you've got a new gig here, and you're teaching?
Yeah. Yeah. Something new for me. I've never delved into teaching before. I do, my parents and stuff, I grew up as teachers, but it was nothing I was super interested in at first. I really didn't think I would be very good at it. But I was given a really beautiful opportunity after leaving Mariposa earlier this year. I made contact with a man by the name of RJ Solijax. And he is a really amazing figure in Amarillo. At such a young age, even, he's early 30s. He is the youngest administrator in Amarillo and the only African-American administrator in town. And he's a go-getter. He's really, he's definitely a visionary. And so he's definitely the person that I would want to work with, in administration starting out, especially. And it's been an amazing experience. I'm working at Bivens, and it's actually the only elementary in all of Amarillo that has an art program. And so I feel really, really blessed to be able to be maybe on the forefront of something we are trying to expand that through AISD wide, and I would love to see that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. It shocks me when I hear that like these art programs just aren't present in schools anymore. I grew up in a different time. I was born when Rocky Horror Picture Show came out, so I'm aging myself. But man, we always had art. We always had music options.
Yeah.
I know that we do a really good job of having that outsourced through the, you know, nonprofits, Amarillo Art Institute, Amarillo Museum of Art. And I know all up and down the panhandle, all of our towns have these similar issues where the funding just isn't there in education. So I am hopeful that after this last year of kids being remote, they find the value in that. And that does get more. I used to teach art, again, untrained at an after school program. You should have seen the weird stuff I had these kids do. Hey, let's paint these coffee cans. Yeah. Hey, they were into it. Well, this is very exciting. I know that RJ Soli-Jacks, you mentioned, he's one of the people that's interviewed at the Panhandle PBS, the Handle Living Wild Black series, and I'm hoping to reach out to Karen Welch, who's producing that. I highly recommend that if anybody's curious about hearing the Black perspective about racism in the Panhandle. It's really great, It gave me a lot of hope that these conversations are happening. So that's great. You get to work with him. Well, beyond this show, what else has you excited about the summer? I feel like this possibility is just wide open, given that we can be outdoors and that will take the anxiety away from people.
Yeah, I see a lot more diverse venues and events. I think something that really was working for Amarillo before the pandemic is bringing a collection of people together to throw different events, whether it be music related or art related, by bringing several artistic minded people together under one roof, I think is really beautiful. Since we are still very rural, the art community is fairly small. I think it's smarter to work as a pack instead of individuals. I see that being the only way that we can really continue to grow as a creative group here in Amarillo.
Yeah, I'm very, very hopeful that all across the High Plains we're going to see a lot more participation, people out there to be encouraged to do that. I know that we have an art event every year that we do in the Paladuro Canyon for low-income kids, and we didn't get to do it last year, and I am like locked and loaded. I really want to do it this year. And I hope anybody listening right now that's been maybe in the dumps, get involved in the art scenes across the High Plains. These are the people that are really making things happen. And man, we are pretty resourceful. We can do a lot with a little. I'm really excited. Well, I can't wait to see the new work, Keegan. Again, this is Invisible Genie Gallery on Friday, April 2nd, 321 Southwest 7th Avenue in Amarillo, Texas. And the show is called Invisible Iconography. You can find all the details about it on hppr.org's community calendar. Just go to events, navigate to the 2nd of April. You'll see it right there. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to Invisible Genie Gallery, 806-676-0675, or call me because I have access to all this. I know some of you don't have the greatest of internets. Well, Keegan, I am so excited to hear this is happening. I can't wait to see the new work. That's also extremely cool that you've got, you know, vintage clothing out there. You've got records and vinyl out there, all cool things that, you know, people, young people, especially in Amarillo, would maybe be very interested in. And hey, I need some new clothes real bad.
Yeah, it's been a year without shopping for some of you, so yeah, come out.
Definitely. All right, well, this is going to give me a very exciting opportunity. I'm going to play Invisible Touch right now because I feel like I should.
Perfect. That's fitting.
All right, thanks, Keegan.
Thank you, Jenny.